Agape by Patrick Patton and Wilma Chestnut. Springtime is among us, and as always, we're looking forward to good things, good times, and good weather ahead. We hope that everyone is able to take advantage of these warm days to get outside and stretch and enjoy the fresh air. We know you are so ready for a change in seasons. Here's a recap of what we've been doing the past couple of months. At the end of February, we successfully completed our Black History Program. The Black History Program came together with the help of an amazing group of Agape members and friends. We were able to raise money for the organization and provide a good time for our family and friends. Also, we sponsor the 2023 St. Louis Regional Braille Challenge Award Luncheon Ceremony at the Missouri School for the Blind. The STLRBC is a part of the National Braille Challenge, which was designed to support and enrich the reading and writing of Braille. On March 21st, we traveled to the Missouri State Capitol, Jefferson City, for the Missouri Council of the Blind's Legislation Day. We met face-to-face with lawmakers and advocated for two bills to be passed, encouraging the accessibility for blind and visually impaired individuals. We had a good turnout, and it was nice to see what we can accomplish when we work together. On March 25th, 2023, Agape hosted a chili supper and karaoke dinner held at the St. Louis Society for the Blind and Visually Impaired. This was a fundraiser event for Agape's Ida May Sparksman Scholarship Fund. A special thanks to Society for the Blind for use of their facility. Thanks also to all our participants. Several types of chilies were made: taco, vegetarian, spicy, and beef. Participants had the option to make nachos, chili dogs, and add onions, jalapenos, sour cream, cheese, etc. The DJ, Christopher L. Bell, was a master of music, playing music from all genres. He started the singing off with a Stevie Wonder song. Many participated in the karaoke and had lots of fun. Everyone had a great time, stomachs were full, and the pots went home empty. Hope to see you at all at next year's event. There are conventions coming up. We would like to encourage anyone who is able to attend the American Council of the Blind and the Missouri Council of the Blind conventions to do so. More information is included in this newsletter. We would like to wish happy birthday to our members and welcome new members to Agape. As a reminder, our website is up and running at www.agapecouncil.org. Note our mission of improving the quality of life for the blind and visually impaired. Black History Month Celebration, written by Wilma Chestnut House. This year's Black History program was probably the most informative one that we have had. We had great speakers to describe the pictures and tell the story behind each one. We spoke on slavery, lynching, mass incarceration, the bus boycott, and the truth about how and why Bloody Sunday began. Some of the key figures were MLK King Jr., Albert Turner Sr., along with his wife Evelyn Turner, Stephen Hogue, John Lewis, Rosa Parks, Joanne Robinson, and Jimmie Lee Jackson. Attendance prizes were given, which included jewelry, men's cologne, and MCB raffle tickets for the July 2 baseball game against the Yankees. We would like to thank all of our Agape members, our wonderful speakers, our audio-visual technician, our vendors, and all of our guests. We hope to see everyone at next year's event. Calendar of events. Activities for the month. Saturday, April 1st, 11 a.m. Agape meeting at MCB. Saturday, April 29th, Mother's Day raffle. Ongoing activities. We keep it moving. Every Tuesday and Thursday, prayer line from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Agape conference line. Every Tuesday, $2 Tuesday bowling at Olivet Lanes from noon to 3 p.m. Every Thursday, chair exercises with Wilma, conference line.